This week, we're pausing to take in the sights and sounds of campaign rallies for both presidential candidates. Yesterday, we heard from voters who flocked to see John McCain in North Carolina. This morning, NPR's David Greene takes us on a tour of Barack Obama's rally over the weekend in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
One thing you notice at Obama's rallies is all the young faces.
You drove like 2 hours this morning?
Yep, she drove.
She slept 2 hours.
She slept 2 hours.
Danielle Edmondson's with a group of students from East Carolina University. They stand out in their purple ECU t-shirts. Danielle's a freshman and has spent months volunteering for Obama. She says she's here for some kind of thank you.
I better meet him today. I better get a hug. I better get something. So. Or him just being president. That would work for me.
It's first come, first serve. We have some people that got here at 11 p.m. last night. So we're going to move as quick as we can to get everyone we know can get in.
It's a long line and a long wait, and people offer different reasons for being here. Brenda McQuitty works at nearby Fort Bragg. She says she's been thinking about marching with her mom 4 decades ago during the civil rights movement.
I'm doing it for her because my mother's passed. So I know that she would have loved to have been here. So I knew that I had to get up so that I could be here since she couldn't.
Then there's Charlie Ross. He works in the auto industry. He says he was a McCain guy, but got turned off by the Republicans' ads.
The negative ads are very bad. I'm just a strong believer. You should, and I mean, even in my industry, you don't talk bad about one brand of car to make yours look good.
Oh, say can you see?
The rally's taking place inside the Crown Center in Fayetteville. The arena hosts everything from the county fair to an oyster roast. It's also home to the Fayetteville Fire Ants, a pro hockey team. Today it's home to politics.
It's the excitement in the air, the hope, the love.
Deborah Blackman's in a powder blue Obama hat, standing at her seat alone and passing the time with everyone else doing the wave.
Woo! Thank you! Woo! Thought he was in the house, but his spirit is just in the house.
Before Obama actually enters the house, other people come on stage to deliver a serious message that for all the hype and excitement, there's one important detail left.
Because unless we vote, this doesn't matter. And this matters a whole lot.
So that's State Senate Majority Leader Tony Rand. Campaign organizer Kenesha Williams pounds the message by talking about the last 8 years.
But I've learned that if you're going to be angry at the world, be angry with an objective.
The polls in North Carolina are already open for early voting, she says.
Pull out your pen and paper. From 1 to 5 p.m., Cumberland County Board of Elections, 301 East Russell Street.
Then it's time for the main event.
What an amazing crowd. Thank you so much for the wonderful welcome.
I'm keeping my eye on Deborah Blackman in that powder blue hat. She listens to every word from Obama and afterwards says she got what she came for.
God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
We're leaving here with new energy to take back to the people we know that didn't come here.
They break it down pretty quickly here. It gets quiet fast.
Yeah, it does.
These rallies have so much buildup, but when that stump speech is done, it's over. The candidate heads for his plane, and only a few people are lingering, like Tremaine Smith. He's part of that East Carolina University crew that's been working for Obama on their campus.
You know, registering voters can be tedious. You're in the hot sun, there's no cameras around, there's no music, it's just raw. And sometimes you need a boost of energy like this, and seeing Obama every time gives me like a jolt.
He's hoping that jolt will keep his energy going another 2 weeks. David Greene, NPR News.
And to see a photo essay from recent presidential rallies in North Carolina, go to npr.org.